Good morning. It is now 7:41 here at 1450 WHTC, and it's time now for the Bowling Report, presented, as it has been all season, by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr, online at WHTC.com and on your radio dial, 1450 WHTC. Good morning, Mary. How are you this morning?
I'm grand and glorious, Dan, and we spoke about our wonderful sponsors, and as this season winds down, we certainly do have to thank them and appreciate your support of our bowling community.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I spoke to Jim yesterday, and he called us from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which, of course, made everybody upset here in Michigan. But you know what? It's on the uptick. It's not as bad as it used to be, but good for him enjoying some nice sunshine.
Oh, and he worked so hard on our recent city tournament, and he deserved a little bit of a break. So,
oh, yeah.
And I've been watching some spring training games that are coming from Florida, and oh, it's so nice.
Well, that warms you up a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's so nice to see green grass. These ladies warmed up Lanes this week. Our seasons may be winding down, but I don't think the ladies are ready to stop bowling yet. On top, from Northland Select, is Crystal Pardue with a 267. Then from Northland Select, Dawn Clapp with a 259. Jennifer Saravelle, 258, Starlight League. Doris Forker with a 254. She bowled that in the George Baker Twin Village down at Alley's in Douglas. Tammy Newberry, 247, four-star league. Northland Select, Courtney Garvelink, 245. Carla Stowe, 245, Starlight League. Diane Walters from Northland Select with a 236. Then I have a 233 for Mary DeBoer from Northland Select. Peg Neer, Starlight League, with a 233. Then I have a couple of 232 games coming in. Katie Van Tynen with a 232 on Northland Select, and Mary Beverly with a 232 Friday Night Rollers. To make the top 10, you had to roll a 231 today, and Laura Bale and Misty Mendez both did that. Laura had hers on the Sunday Night Mix and Friday Night Rollers for Misty Mendez. High Series, Crystal Pardue, 671 Northland Select. Starlight League, 656 for Jennifer Saravelle. Then I have Courtney Garvelink from Northland Select with a 651. Doris Forker, George Baker Twin Village, 648. Sally Moeller, Lake Effect with a 648. That's Sally's first 600 for the season, and she was thrilled to death. On Northland Select, it was Katie Van Tynen with a 646. Monica Solis from Starlight League, 637. Northland Select, Dawn Clapp, 629. And then from the four-star league, a 625 for Tanny Newberry, and an even 600 for Rachel Handwerk from Northland Select. Those are our high games and our high series. Here are a few other highlights. Do we have a special commercial break here, Dan?
We do. We got a break for Coop and Burr. We can break now or we can save it for the end. I'll let you decide, Mary.
Well, I'll just keep going, and I'll try to leave lots of time for Coop and Burr, okay?
Sure, that works.
Jim DeGraff did get some high games and series from the tournament in the ladies' division for me, and what these ladies did on the lanes is pretty spectacular. You're going to hear names that we hear frequently because these are some of our really, really premier bowlers, and we're so proud of them. Robin Veenhoven had a 288 and a 259. Kim Smith had a 279 and a 256. Katie Van Tynen had 278, 268, 267. Courtney Garvelink with a 268 and a 267. Lori Kirkland with a 269 and a 258. And Val Guerrero with a 256. Those high games will be added to our season highs next week. High series for Robin, 781. Katie Van Tynen had 3 700 series in the tournament, which is just awesome. 767, 753, 748. Lori Kirkland had a 733, and Courtney Garvelink had a 701. Some ladies on our leagues that have earned awards recently from Starlight. It was Sue Ill. Average is 146. She had a game of 226. And on Lake Effect, it was Barb Lamar with a 203 game. Barb averages 140. And Cindy Yonkers averages 138, and she had an even 200. Also, a first 200, and it was an even 200. That was for Belinda Fitz on the Friday night rollers. Belinda averages 136. Dan and I were just recently just speaking about how many more weeks, and leagues are winding down, and there will probably be a couple more programs. But those are our winter leagues, and if you'll check with our proprietors at Alley's and Century and Northland and Zealand, you'll find that spring leagues are bowling, and they'd love to have you come and bowl through the spring. And with as much snow as we are looking at yet, you might want to join a spring league, because usually that's kind of a short season. And I think that's about all that I have for today. As I said, we'll probably have a couple more programs. I want to thank all the league secretaries that have made my program possible by getting these high scores and high games for me. Also, a special congratulations, Laura Bale from Alley's and Lake Effect and Sunday Night Mix is our Secretary of the Year. Congratulations, Laura. And I think that's about it for this morning.
All right, Mary. Sounds good. And like we talked about a little bit before we started, we'll have probably at least a few more reports from you guys. But the season's winding down, which is, you know, kind of a good and bad thing, because that means that spring is here, but, you know, tournament action in bowling is coming to a close. So.
Yeah, and, you know, we start at the beginning, and we think, oh, well, we got a ways to go. And then all of a sudden, shoot, it's here.
It's amazing. I can't believe where the couple months have gone since I started here at WHTC. But, Mary, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mary Beverly joining us this morning with the Women's Bowling Report. We'll talk to her next week, Tuesday, this time at 7:40.